Good morning, everyone. Thinking about popping the question? You can do it here now. This program last ended Friday at noon. Something changed in New York State Friday around midnight, as you may have heard, unless you were getting your news in North Korea. Here is the moment if you missed it. Before a packed New York State Senate chamber, Lieutenant Governor Robert Duffy called the roll. We pick it up as he was finishing the alphabetical list of senators who voted no on same-sex marriage.
Roback, Seward, Skelos, Young, and Zeldin. Ayes 33, nays 29.
If I could have your attention. Ladies and gentlemen, if we just, I understand. If they have your attention.
So observer shouting thank you at the end there and chanting USA, USA. Did you hear that? Which I guess we Americans chant whether we get married or kill Osama bin Laden. It's an all-purpose chant. Now, all last week, we promised that if same-sex marriage became the law, we would open the phones the next day for your marriage proposals. So here we go. Get it on the record. Get it on the air. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. By the way, thanks to Jamie Floyd for filling in here on Friday, and thanks to all of you for your throat remedies, those of you who heard how unairable I was on Thursday. As you can hear, almost all better, not entirely better, but almost all better. At least I'm presentable again. I tried all your throat remedies, every single one, and the only one that worked, what? No, I'm just kidding. But in the spirit of everyone now having equal marriage rights, point being that we are all one community regardless of our sexual orientations, we will now take your marriage proposals, gay or straight, 212-433-WNYC. We'll give you a few seconds, up to a minute each. Be romantic, be pithy, or whatever, at 212-433-9692. Maybe we'll get a few of these. Your intended doesn't have to be listening. Another thing you can do, some of you, is call in and just describe or recreate the proposal you may have made over the weekend. We don't actually expect many people to use this show to propose for the first time. Who are we to you, after all? But if you and your partner got engaged over the weekend, if you already did that, you can just call in and tell us how that went and how that felt. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Were you up watching the New York State Legislative Channel on cable TV, the state equivalent of C-SPAN, good old channel 159 on my cable system? I don't know about yours. And as soon as Lieutenant Governor Bob Duffy gaveled the bill passed, as we heard in that clip, did you get down on bended knee? Is that how it went? Or maybe you did it with way too much alcohol in your system during the Pride Parade yesterday, and you woke up this morning and asked, oh, my God, what did I do? Well, however it happened, call and share it with the class on the special morning after, the morning after the first weekend of marriage equality in New York State. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Call in and propose, or call in and recreate your proposal or acceptance. We promised this all last week for the day after the law passed. And here we are. Here you go. 212-433-9692. As your calls are coming in, a couple of media possibilities here that I'm thinking of. One, word of this segment has been spreading like wildfire on Twitter. We were trending for a while. So if you tweet your proposal, make sure we and our Twitter followers can see it by including at Brian Lehrer. You can also use our Facebook page for even more public viewing. Also, if you're in a couple and want to call in together, that's great, but your partner does not have to be listening right now. You can just get it on the record, get it on the air for posterity, and get your partner to listen to the segment later online or on the podcast. Or here's an idea. We re-air this show every night at midnight on AM 820. Did you know that? We re-air this show every night at midnight on AM 820. So you could arrange for both of you to be listening at midnight tonight, and your partner will hear it if you actually want to pop the question that way. Call in and get it out there. Get it on the tape. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And again, your intended doesn't have to be listening. You can just put it on the airwaves for history's sake, or call up and recreate the proposal that you actually did over the weekend. And while your calls are coming in, 212-433-9692, we have a special guest to start us off. The leader of this movement in the New York State Senate, Senator Tom Duane from Lower Manhattan. Senator, welcome back to WNYC, and congratulations is hardly too strong a word, is it?
Oh, it's but it is a wonderful sounding word, and thank you very much. And congratulations to all the New Yorkers, gay and straight supporters and allies who were so very helpful in making this a reality in New York State.
And we invited you not so much for the politics of it, since that this right now isn't really a political segment. There's been plenty of time for that, and there will be plenty of time for that. But you are in a committed relationship, and I gather you yourself will get married, right?
Well, we haven't made plans yet. I can say when soon after I met my partner, Lewis Weber, 19 years ago, I did very shortly think to myself, you know, he's the one. And I really haven't changed my mind. We've been, I guess, not wanting to jinx anything. And while we did briefly discuss getting married when Massachusetts legalized same-sex marriage a few years ago, we did decide to wait till New York legalized marriage. And now the discussion will come up again. You know, he leads on the dance floor. I drive. I don't know who's going to do the proposing. So we have to see how that's all going to work out.
Well, that's a really interesting question, isn't it? I mean, in hetero world, it's almost always the man who proposes. There are exceptions, but usually the man asks, the woman waits to be asked or hints and nudges the guy in the right direction. How do you know in a gay or lesbian couple who does it, or does that role not even exist in the same way in many cases?
Well, I think that, first of all, you know, of course, the battle was to just have the choice whether or not to do it, but I think we'll be starting a whole bunch of new frontiers on how to make engagements happen. We'll have, and I guess there'll be some new and exciting ones coming up on this, on your show. So we'll see how people will be doing it, and that'll give you a taste of what the future holds.
You want to stay with me and take a few of these callers with me?
Sure, I'd love to.
Senator Tom Duane, Gary in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Gary.
Hi. My partner and I have been together close to 42 years.
Wow.
And on a Saturday morning, he held up the paper. And anyway, I just fell on my knees and proposed.
You did?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
And what did you say?
I said, will you marry me? And he said, well, maybe we should give it some more time. But actually, what Tom Duane just said sort of scared me to death. I really never thought of that before.
Which thing?
Well, he just said something about we don't want to jinx it. You know what I mean? I never even thought about that. But we've had a wonderful relationship for 42 years, and now that we can be legal, at least in New York State, it's a wonderful thing, and certainly we will do so in September.
Now, why did you fall on your knee rather than him fall on his knee?
That's a good question. Well, I think because he was holding the paper up, and it just seemed the right thing to do.
There you go.
With that magnificent New York Times headline.
Well, after 42 years, Gary, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Okay. And I didn't just mean jinx our relationship. Oh, my gosh. I more meant didn't want to jinx that marriage would actually come to be in New York State. So I'm not going to think too much about that other jinx.
Yeah, but the pressure is a real thing,
yes,
too. In fact,
yes.
We could even take some phone calls for people who are in ongoing gay or lesbian relationships and suddenly under pressure. Folks, does this change in the law place a new unwanted pressure on your relationship? You know, Senator, I imagine some couples are going to break up indirectly as a result of this law. Not to burst the romantic human rights bubble, but human nature is what it is. The point is we are the same. So somewhere out there right now, someone is not proposing and their partner is wondering why not, right?
But, and I do know some heterosexual couples who lived together for a very long time and for whatever reason got married and then it didn't work out. And one of the most important reasons that people get married is because it makes it so much easier when they have children. And perhaps there's less pressure to get married when there aren't plans for children in a relationship, gay or straight. So really what I think the best thing that's happened is options have just been expanded and equalized for everyone.
And are parents of gay people suddenly calling them all up, calling you up and saying, so are you going to get married? Am I going to go to my child's wedding now?
Who pays for the wedding now, right? Who does the rehearsal dinner? These things all have to be worked out.
Pressure. Welcome to the club, folks. Membership has its privileges, but it also has its icky pressures. Daniel in Hillsborough, you're on WNYC. Hi, Daniel. Daniel, are you there? Let's see. Do I need to hang on? I may have clicked on the wrong thing. Let me try it again.
Hi, Daniel. Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, Paul in Bay Ridge. We have Paul in Bay Ridge, right?
This is Paul speaking.
Hi, yep. You're on the air, Paul. Go ahead.
I'd like to announce the 40th anniversary of my brother and brother-in-law, Sal and Wayne. They got married in Vermont. And this is a very historic occasion that we're all very proud of them and their relationship and what they contribute to. Not only, as another brother-in-law on the other side of the family says, they're icons in the gay community. And I just wanted to give them a shout-out and say happy anniversary.
Was it an adjustment if you, and I don't know if you're gay, straight, or what, but if you're a straight person, was it an adjustment for you? Because I think, you know, and in fairness to people who are getting used to this idea, we're here, we're married, get used to it, but it's going to take some getting used to for some people. Did it take some getting used to for you?
Well, 40 years ago, yeah. In all honesty, you know, we had our issues in the family. But Wayne turned out very, very soon after they were together, turned out to be a great partner and a great brother-in-law to all of us.
And so, they also have a wonderful niece. I think I know this couple.
No, a wonderful daughter.
Their daughter.
Yeah. Her name is Hope, living in Philadelphia now. Working with the gay community in the art field, and they are a great couple.
Thank
it doesn't get better.
Paul.
And it took New York State finally to recognize them as a legitimate married couple. And I just want to give a shout out to them.
Thank you very much, Paul. Now I think we have Daniel in Hillsborough, in New Jersey. Do we? Can I click on line 4 over here? Daniel, you're on WNYC. Hello. Why are we having so much trouble getting him on the air? There we go. Daniel, I think
you're there?
Now I got you. Daniel, I apologize.
Okay. I was speaking earlier, but it wasn't going through.
Start over.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm Daniel. I live in New Jersey with my partner, Mark. We moved out here about 3 years ago, and we've been together for about 6.5 years. We've always kind of talked about getting married in New York and wanted to do it. But we made plans to go up to Massachusetts or Connecticut or something like that. And during this whole discussion, we kind of talked ourselves out of it a little bit. We said we kind of gave ourselves all sorts of reasons. We thought we'd get a civil union in New Jersey. And then we're like, well, it's just not the same thing. It's just not marriage. And so what's the point? And now that this has happened in New York. I mean, I just haven't been able to stop crying since Friday. I mean, it's just such fantastic news. And I'm just worried that my partner has maybe talked ourselves out of it so much, given ourselves all sorts of reasons why we can't get married, kind of sour grapes. You know, well, why do we want to emulate straight society? You know, they haven't done really a great job with marriage anyway, so why would we want to do that?
Is that at all a question for you in your own mind? Why would we want to emulate straight society? Because there was a time when there was an element to gay culture that did have to do with rejecting straight society, straight marriage included, and some of the cultural baggage that went with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that nowadays, I mean, people can live together and be accepted as just living together without necessarily having the piece of paper. I think for me, though, I mean, there is something quite significant in having your family and your friends get together, recognize legally on a piece of paper that you are together and support you. I have family members. We're having a family reunion right now in Cape May, New Jersey, and my family's from Kentucky, and they are totally against gay marriage. It's a shame because I think that it would really mean something to me to be able to sit up in front of them and say, you know, I do.
Gosh, so when you have a wedding, do you think they're going to come?
I don't know. I thought about, well, should I not invite them? But then I thought, you know, I need to do the right thing. I'll invite them, and they can have the right to refuse.
How about relationship counselor Senator Tom Duane? What do you think he should do?
Well, I think you should invite everyone, and then it is up to them whether or not they decide to come. I hope they do come because they'll see a lot of joy and happiness. And there are other states, including Kentucky, where, of course, marriage, I'm not sure in Kentucky whether there's a constitutional amendment or maybe the voters said you couldn't have marriage in another way. But I do think that state by state, this recognition of our relationships is going to become legal in every state. It's going to take some time, and it will happen. And ultimately, we'll repeal DOMA and move on, and marriage will be recognized in all 50 states.
Daniel in Hillsborough, thank you for calling in. Good luck to you and your partner.
Thank you very much. And I hope he's listening and that I know that I love him very much. And I hope that we're able to do this.
There's our on-air proposal. Okay, you got to get him to listen at 12:20 tonight on AM 820, just after midnight, and he will hear this whole conversation, including that proposal.
Oh, wonderful.
Daniel, thank
you.
Thank you very much. Also joining us now, in addition to Senator Tom Duane, who is the sponsor of the same-sex marriage legislation in the New York State Senate, is the Assembly sponsor, Daniel O'Donnell. Assemblyman, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations to you, too. Obviously, you're no stranger to our other guest, and I gather you, too, are in a committed relationship, and you're now going to get married?
John and I have been together for 31 years. That's a very long time. And when John and I were the plaintiffs of the marriage lawsuit in 2004, when we had the conversation at the Symposium Greek restaurant on 113th Street, he said to me, "We can't be the plaintiffs in the marriage lawsuit because you've never asked me to marry you." And so I asked him to marry me over in Retsina in that Symposium restaurant in 2004, and he said yes. And then he said, okay, if that's the case, then we should be the plaintiffs in the marriage lawsuit, which we were, which unfortunately we didn't win. But the court then said, now, you can't do this. You have to go to the state legislature. And I thought, well, okay, I'm there. I know what that's about. And so I'm very proud that Speaker Silver let me carry this bill. And the Assembly has taken 5 consecutive votes to pass it. And my bill was put on the floor of the Senate on Friday, and the rest is history.
Assemblyman, here's one for you that just came across on Twitter. Sue Peters tweeted, as we've been inviting marriage proposals, a proposal, and it says in 140 characters or less, "Sweetheart, God gave us love. New York gave us marriage. Will you marry me? Want to tweet your response? I do" is way less than 140 characters. So, Sue Peters, if you are Sue Peters' partner, go to her Twitter feed or our Twitter feed, and there you go. So, Assemblyman, I have a question for you. In hetero world, most women still take their husband's last names. Will either of you take your partner's last name?
No, that part of the history of marriage, along with the property rights component, are things I choose not to embrace. He will remain John J. Bent, and I will remain Daniel J. O'Donnell. So the only name we'll share is our middle name. We're both Josephs.
I wonder how common that will become in a same-sex marriage world and how people will decide. I mean, some people just don't like the sound of their names. I have a friend who got married and divorced. She hated her ex-husband, but she kept his last name after the breakup because she just liked the sound of it better than her maiden name. I mean, people do all kinds of things. So how do you think this will go for anyone in a same-sex marriage world?
Well, my dear friend from the Assembly, Barbara Lifton, who is from Ithaca and a wonderful supporter on this issue, is divorced from her husband, but she kept his name. And, you know, she said, people know me as Barbara Lifton. So I understand those problems do arise. I think think some people have hyphenated their names. I know a lot of couples that in heterosexual and couples as well that have chosen to hyphenate their names. I'm Danny O'Donnell. He's John Banta. We've had those names for 50 years. We're going to keep them.
David in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, David.
Yes, hi. Are you? Tom Duane.
I'm well.
You know who I am, right? Dave Taylor.
All right, Dave, you are a trailblazer and one of the greatest organizers I've ever met.
Thank you.
And you have a proposal to boot?
My partner and I have been together for 36 years, and we've made the decision to get married. We were hoping to do it a year or so ago, but it's today now. I think I would encourage all couples to get married, and we really need to start thinking about legal benefits, especially benefits from Social Security, which the New York Times had an article recently that said that they expect by 2016 we might get spousal rights or death benefits. So that's a major. And there's all these other kind of benefits, especially as you get towards you're 65 or 70 years old, and you begin to wonder about those benefits. A lot of times when we're young, we don't think about those benefits. So that's one point. The other point is that my partner and I have decided that we're not going to model our marriage ceremony on heterosexual ways. We're just going to trailblaze our own.
How would you do that? I mean, so many heterosexual couples get married in their own ways now. What are you going to do that's different?
Well, we really haven't decided that. But I mean, one thing we did propose to my partner, but we didn't decide which was going to do it. I decided I was going to do it. And I didn't do it on bended knee because I just felt like I really didn't want to go there. I just think people each have to figure that one out for themselves.
Did you call up his father and ask permission to have his son's hand in marriage?
Oh no.
All right. Some of the old traditions going. David, thank you very much. We're almost out of time, but Senator Assemblyman, let me ask you both just one political question, and that is with the breakdown now that all the world who reads the New York Times got to see. In Michael Barbaro's front page article yesterday, Behind Gay Marriage, An Unlikely Mix of Forces, and the role of Republican hedge fund money in this, because some of the hedge fund managers have relatives of their own who are gay, and they've come to a different personal understanding of this. And, we love to hate the lobbyists in Albany, but now it sounds like Albany lobbyists threw a lot of money at same-sex marriage and had more power in the end than the Catholic Church. So, Daniel O'Donnell, is that the way it went down? And what do we think of these power dynamics?
I don't really think the lobbyists threw the money around. I think the lobbyists put the money in the campaign. And the campaign was on TV. The campaign was in organizing. The campaign was in getting people to contact their state senators. This is a perfect storm in a certain way, in that it was a unique convergence of events. The polling had gone up increasingly. Please understand, in 2007, when I first passed the bill, the polling numbers were at 40%. They're now close to the 60%. We're politicians. We understand that. Two, we had a governor who was committed. David Paterson was as committed as Andrew Cuomo was, but didn't have the political skills and the political popularity that this governor had. And three, for the first time in my lifetime, the gay community worked with each other. So we didn't have these disparate groups doing disparate things in different ways at different times. They were working in a coordinated effort, and there was money behind them. And when you put all those things together, you have a perfect storm. The assembly passed it five times. The perfect storm allowed four Republican senators to have the political courage to stand up and say, equal means equal, and we're going to take this vote. And I've known for the last month or so that the votes were there in the Senate. The only question was whether or not the leader would put the bill on the floor. So I that's my perception of how this happened. I have to run now. I'm off to another interview. But thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you very much. And we just have 30 seconds left. Senator Tom Duane, again, reading from Michael Barbaro's columns, talking about some of these Republican hedge fund managers. Within days, the wealthy Republicans sent back word they were on board. Each of them cut six-figure checks to the lobbying campaign that eventually totaled more than $1 million.
Well,
unfortunately, we need we don't have campaign finance, good campaign finance laws in New York State, so that's a battle I'm going to continue to wage. But there was lots of money spent against the marriage effort on the part of very powerful forces. So it's not a battle that's one-sided by any means. There's plenty of money that's going against marriage, but I do think that public opinion is on our side, and no matter how much money is spent on either side, eventually marriage will be a reality across the nation.
Senator Tom Duane, Senate sponsor and longtime campaigner for same-sex marriage, congratulations again, and thank you for coming on with us on this special
day. Thank you, and good luck to all of the couples.
Indeed. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and you can continue to post your proposals at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, then direct your lover to the site. And for those of you who called in and proposed on the air, we will be re-airing this radio show, as we always do, at midnight tonight on AM 820, or, of course, people can listen online at WNYC.org. And coming up in just a minute, while that was going on, something else was going on Friday night. New York City avoided teacher layoffs, but will still have fewer teachers. We'll get the details.